everyone, to another blurry hysteria. Not so mad this week, sir. We're not so mad. Nope. I'm wringing my hands like I'm yes. I don't know if it's coming through. I just realized
for this one.
Yeah. Ooh, yes.
We're talking about panties.
Yeah, we are talking about panties. So as you guys know, if you want to hear yourselves on here, send us an email, weird@hysteria51.com, W-E-I-R-D at hysteria51.com. We're going to play your stuff as long as it's not real shitty and you're a fucking idiot. No.
Whoa. Damn.
That's
why
truth.
You rub those hands together.
you fucking idiots. Yeah.
Ready to go off.
No, as long as it's in line with this stuff, we're gonna happy to take a peek at it and throw it on the show. So get them in weird@hysteria51.com. Without further ado, you let the cat out of the bag there. See what it did, cat pussy. it is.
Brent, wait a minute. How many lattes have you slammed already today?
So I got up super early. I've been running around. I am one monster and about three Red Bulls into my day right now.
My
heart is it's not less beating. It's just humming. Mm.
Yeah.
So we are Dateline, Pennsylvania, a Pennsylvania school, St. Anselm's Catholic School in Philadelphia, had organized a Mother's Day plant sale ahead of the holiday. And guess what? The faux flowers contained thong underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah. A representative of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia told the news that the incident was a result of a mix up, which they apologized deeply. They said it wasn't done on purpose.
How do you mix up a flower and a thong?
Well, so it's folded up, and there's a video, which I know you guys can't see, but I wanted to play because a lot of the parents were posting things onto social media. Here's a quick
Instagram, probably.
It's like 20 seconds. It's on Facebook here. So the dad is looking at the flower that the mom had got. So here it is. 1 second.
Open up the froze. Open it.
Oh my god, I see it already.
It is a very skimpy see-through thong once he opens it up.
Who bought them? The school?
Yeah. Yo. They just sent out an email saying
yeah.
Thank you, St. Anselm's.
It is.
I was needing this.
So this was sent to us by Jay Settlemyer of the Project Skeptic podcast. And I was happy to do this one. I wouldn't say this is exactly in our wheelhouse, but it is weird. This happened while I was in school. So when I was back in high school, our science teacher got a rose from someone, a fake one as you do, put it on the windowsill. And I'm in class, probably shouldn't say the guy's name, but it doesn't matter. His name was Nick Brisson. He was like, that's not a rose, dude. And he didn't give it to her. You know what I mean? He's like, there's something. That's not a rose. It's like something folded up. Goes over and opens up, and it's a pair of thong panties.
Wow.
And so when I saw this one, I was like, holy shit, that's exactly the kind of thing that happened way back when. Have you ever seen these things? I've never seen them for sale. I guess I don't shop at the right places.
What, an edible arrangement? I mean, thongs.
All arrangements are edible if you believe in yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Are you talking about like just getting like a thong thing for like a bouquet?
I guess I've never seen that. You know, I've never even seen it where I would have mixed it up.
Huh.
Have
no,
you?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it makes sense. You could artistically fold them into roses, but my question is, where in the chain of supply does this get the wires crossed? You know,
well, right. So in this, it says a very limited number of them got out before they put a stop to it, and we sincerely regret any embarrassment and discomfort that this caused and wish all mothers in the community a happy and blessed Mother's Day. Blah, 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 blah.
Discomfort after you put them on, they meant, right?
They said they found no evidence that the thong-filled roses were intentionally put out for sale, just a mix-up of stock type of thing.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, how do you... If you are curating one of these boxes... How do you mix up putting your hand in the
box,
roses?
Baby. I'm going to curate that
and
box.
Putting your hand in the thong box. Like, no. I want to see a timeline of this.
David wants to see a timeline of them putting their hand in the thong box.
Right.
I'm just.
You know what they were, you know what was happening was whoever's doing it, they work in a warehouse. God bless them. Right. Mm-hmm. But they're listening to Hysteria 51 and they're getting so like just cracked up and they can't even
crazed.
Pay attention.
One or the other.
Yeah. Or are they getting real horned up? Yeah. I mean, one way or the other. They weren't paying attention, grabbed the wrong thing. I don't know, man. It sounds like a prank. It sounds like a senior prank.
Right. Which I think was when I was in school, that's what that was. And then she didn't realize it because she just was like, oh, nice, thanks, on the windowsill with all the other junk in the class. Yeah. This is sad. I can't remember that teacher's name. Do you remember all your teachers, or am I just getting old?
Oh, I can remember a fair number, but probably not all, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I remember most of them, but for some reason, I can't remember her. Not that it matters. Nation, have you guys ever done that? Well, number one, have you ever gotten a thong rose or anything like that? Or, more importantly, have you ever given one by mistake? Here, Mom. I love you very much. Here, Stepmom, maybe. There's an entire subgenre for that on the Triple X sites.
On my programs.
My stories are better than your stories.
My stories are full of thong roses.
Ah, Lord. Well, we're going to go to break real quick, and we come back 50% less thong talk, I think. Though I don't want to paint you into a corner here, so, you know, it's a choose-your-own-adventure, David. You do what you want. Yeah. But we'll be right back with more Blurry Hysteria. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so it's very high on pronunciation, too, so you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And, you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I have to go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know. And we don't do long term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So, all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now, get started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off, rosettastone.com/today. Do it today. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when Brent and I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, we thought, man, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Brent is trying a plan right now and says that it works like a charm from Chicago to Nashville as he makes his big old move. Mint Mobile is working for him. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. So ditch the overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/hysteria. That's mintmobile, mintmobile.com/hysteria, hysteria. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/hysteria. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. I guess if they got one of those to a physicist, he could just say it's part of his G-string theory.
Oh, man, you've had that one. You're just waiting. That one tucked in your back pocket.
I had to shoehorn that one in.
G-string theory. I prefer string cheese theory, but that's because I'm fat, so there's a slight difference. If you can
see
in your
heart, G-string theory, because I'm all horned up from listening to Hysteria 51.
There I am in the warehouse with a raging boner and a handful of thong flowers. Thanks a lot, David Flora.
Yeah, please leave that voicemail next time.
No shit. So what you got? What did you had a listener one as well, and I think it's from the same person.
Yeah, this one's also from Jay. This one is a three-fingered alien mummy dug up in Peru. Could be new species of human, DNA test suggests.
Did he have a thong with those three fingers?
It looks like he could have been wearing it. Would have been a real skimpy one because this guy is super skinny.
I remember
bony.
When this came out because some of the people that we've talked about on this show many times, they go out in the desert and channel things and stuff, were big supporters of this without naming too many names.
Sure. Well, it's funny you say I remember when this came out because I feel like this story comes out every quarter.
Right. But it's been, I remember for years. Yeah. What's the date on this one?
This one is very recent. It is,
I've seen this exact photo that's on that and this story since right after we started doing this show, I feel like.
Well, okay. Okay. Here it is. May 20th, 2022. And this is on the site m.en.24newsjustall.com. So not only do I get to read about this, I've got a new virus I've got to deal with. But
that's just from the thong from earlier.
This one is the same old, I think. You know, it says a Brit researcher claims he's carried out DNA tests on the mysterious Nazca mummies. And his claim is that it could be the most important discovery of the 21st
century. That's why you're reading it on superfuntimenewshour.24.792.com.
Ampersand. And this one scientist apparently has done DNA testing and said that the mummy was 98.5% primate and 1.5% unknown, and then follows it up with a similar genetic structure to that of a human being. Wouldn't that be the primate part?
Is this where monkeypox came from? Is that what we're getting at right now?
Somebody listen to Hysteria 51 around this mummy.
Oh, God, what am I going to do with this boner? What am I going to go
goat weed it up.
This is the last time I take a handful of pills I found at a truck stop.
Yeah, and then gone and done a DNA sample.
Yellow jacket, horny goat weed, whatever. Get it in me. I need to listen to another episode of Hysteria 51.
Yeah, and now monkeypox is spreading across Europe. So this thing is a little, it looks like a little clay figure almost.
Yeah.
It's kind of like white and ashen colored.
It looks like the fingers have about 94 knuckle joints in them.
Now, that's the thing. That's why everybody's like, you know, all a dither about this, is that there's three fingers on each hand, and the fingers are about three times as long as
they look like they'd be used
finger.
To like pull ants out of an anthill or something.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. What if this is a like a sloth hybrid or something? And his toes, and it's got three toes on each foot too. Or she, I guess they're calling it Maria, I think, or something like that. Anyway, don't name them. It's just going to make it sadder when this thing inevitably, you know, crumbles into dust after you get all horned up and calls monkeypox with it. Yeah, it's Maria. So anyways, that's what everybody's like all crazy about. It's the same thing that's been going on. They've done, I don't know how many tests. It's always like, oh, it's mostly this, but there's some unknown this in it, and that unknown that could be alien, you know?
Mm-hmm,
nobody
mm-hmm.
really comes out and says it, but that's what they're all trying to get everybody
that's
else
what
to say.
I was trying to tell you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One funny thing about this is the mayor of Nazca, apparently, wants it in a museum. This belongs in a museum.
This belongs in a museum.
And, and so he punches a guy who had the cross of Coronado in the face on the ship. But anyways, he thinks it's all, well, he thinks it's dumb that everybody's trying to make it out to be reptilian aliens or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He says the DNA discovery should get more attention, but that it's stupid that everybody's trying to convince everybody else that this is an alien. So the mayor is kind of, he seems like he's got the right mindset, right? Like, test it further, but stop saying it's aliens.
Right, right. Yeah. Maybe we have some backup people to test this DNA testing that's already been tested, allegedly.
That's the thing. With all this, it's one dude saying this DNA is whatever. There's a couple of questions that I have from it. First of all, that 1.5... unknown
mm-hmm.
DNA or whatever they said it was. Could that be like 1.5 unknown because of experimental errors?
Deterioration. Like what's the over under?
Yeah, does it necessarily mean it's something else that's that could point to another species, or could it just be something within the testing? You know, where
right.
it comes back unknown because the
yeah,
test
what's your pass fail rate
tell.
On that? Like, is that a normal, like within a, you know, a 2% either way
right.
of, you know,
exactly. And then my second question is, okay, if you think it's, you know, something other than human, but close, then you need to get it peer reviewed, you know, send it to the big boys and
mm-hmm.
see if you can get like how many out of 100 scientists to check this and agree with you, right? Like,
I mean, yeah. I mean, you can get 9 out of 10 dentists to come in together on something. At least you can get a few scientists to come together.
I would think, yeah. So
9 out of 10. Just think, if we could get 10 out of 10 dentists to agree on something, we'd be living in a utopia somewhere by now.
We truly would. And you and I would be making millions on the toothpaste that we're peddling.
It's the official toothpaste of warehouse workers. Oh yeah.
Horny warehouse yeah. workers.
It's a toothpaste. It's a lubricant. It's a toothpaste and a lubricant.
Truck drivers. Well, let's market it to truck drivers, man. Shout out to all of our truck driver listeners. You guys know what we're talking about. You need something that doesn't take up a lot of space and works for everything. Teeth, body parts, axles.
It's a floor wax. It's a dirt topping.
Truck parts. Yeah. I'll just say truck parts instead of trying to name them.
And it's a half decent varnish.
Right. Yeah. The hood of your truck, it'll polish that up real nice.
You can polish a lot of hoods with this baby. Anyway.
In more ways than one.
Yeah, it's the problem with these things. Ow! The problem with these things to me is kind of like you said, there's no peer review. Where's the peer review? Where's those, you know, things at where we can have outside eyes look at it? And, you know, I remember when this came forward, you know, I was saying earlier, like Stephen Greer and stuff was all over it and saying this is the missing link and things like that. And we're going to have testing done. And it's kind of like the Star Child. And then, you know, it just falls by the wayside. Or they don't allow outside testing because it's going to hurt it. Well, no, it's going to hurt your bullshit claims and reputation.
Yep.
If you really have something, you really have something, you should allow others to test it. Now, there is something to say about, I found something, I'm not going to turn it over to the public yet until I've dotted my I's and lowercase j's, you know, so to speak.
Right.
You know, you don't want to also give away the farm, or at least you want to be able to get credit where credit is due, I guess.
I think the problem with a lot of these is that scientists who could peer review it and confirm or deny it aren't really interested and don't take it seriously. So
right,
it never gets to them.
Well, and that's the problem too. Or there's no funding. Like we found, okay, well, this is the missing link. Great. I'll be able to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt something, but we're going to need about $37. Oh, man, I knew there was a catch.
Best I could do is about tree fitting.
I knew there was going to be a catch. And that's unfortunate. Or said scientists don't want to do it because of ridicule.
Yeah.
Why the hell did you even do? When we did our, the guys that were looking for Bigfoot, and they took the guy, and he's going to go and look at this. I don't even want to be a part of it. He was a scientist. Why? Well, you're looking for Bigfoot. Right. You know, insert ridicule.
Which is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, they're trying to be scientific about it. What's wrong with trying to be scientific about it? Like,
right. Absolutely.
Like, why not say, okay, I tested this, and yeah, I confirmed it's not an alien.
Keep confirming.
How's that going to hurt you?
Yeah, right.
Like, it's already what everybody thinks.
Yeah. I don't know if you know this or not, but this is an honest-to-goodness alien.
It's so dumb to just be like, I'm not going to waste my time trying to do science and find out the truth of something.
Right.
Because I believe something. You know,
that's not how you do science. Fingers and ears is the scientific method in a lot of cases, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
So anyways.
I'll
patiently wait for this next article that comes out in, August?
Yeah. News! from NASCA. Anyway, kids. Make sure you get us your stories. Like we said, weird@hysteria51.com. weird@hysteria51.com. And we'd love to give you a shout out, give you your 15 minutes of not so fame.
your 15 minutes of lame.
We're chipping away at that 15 minutes for you here.
Coming from us, yeah.
We will see you next time on Blurry Hysteria.
Meeting adjourned.